You are listening to Concert Blast.
Alabama, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Chris from Columbia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Kristen from Birmingham, Alabama, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Tabitha from Columbia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Dawn from Sparta, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Patricia. I'm from Sparta. You're listening to Concert Blast. It's down at the New Amsterdam. It's down at this yellow-haired girl. Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation. With the black-haired flamenco dancer, you know she dances while his father plays guitar. She's suddenly beautiful, and we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful. So come dance the silence down through the morning. Sha la 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 la, yeah.
Hi, welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Brian Hasbrook.
And of course, Tom is not with us today. But it's been a while since we've been all three been somewhere together, haven't we?
Yeah, I was just talking to Tom about that just the other night. I said, you know, it's probably been 2 months since we've been together. All at the same time.
Yeah, right now we're going to be talking about none other than the
Counting Crows.
Yes, the Counting Crows at Starwood Amphitheater. And of course, once again, we want to thank Live Nation for allowing us to get in and to review the show. We want to thank Counting Crows for the photo passes, right, Brian?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, this was on the big tour. It's like a co-headline deal with Counting Crows and the Goo Goo Dolls together. There was two good shows that I thought worked well together, didn't you?
I thought the bands meshed up perfectly to each other. They complemented each other, yeah.
They also had an opening act by the name of...
Yeah, L.A. Morris, who had a very good set, excellent set.
Now, he was pretty good. Yeah, I enjoyed him. And so what we're going to do tonight, though, we're going to focus on the Counting Crows concert and their portion of this show. Later, we'll give you another one of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Let's get into it, shall we?
Let's get into the review. You're right. Okay. When the lights went down, it sounded like a Pretender song. It wasn't a big hit or anything by them, but I'm sure it was a Pretender song. Because it's got that distinct voice, that distinct vocals.
Oh, yeah. What, little Chrissy Hynde sound.
So if it wasn't, I apologize, but it sounded like a Pretender song that was playing and when the lights went down. Now, the stage was completely dark. Now, you being down front, was it dark to you guys?
Oh, it was very dark, considering I was trying to take pictures, you know, flashlights don't work too well up on the stage, so... Yeah.
And you're not allowed to use flash, are you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Well, they started in the first song with acoustic guitar and just a hi-hat, keeping time, and then they kind of went into a slower acoustic version of Have You Seen Me Lately?
She said, it's the breathing. It's the breathing in and out and in and all. Have you seen me lately? Have you seen me lately? Have you seen me lately? I was out on the radio starting to change somewhere out in America. It's raining. Could you tell me one thing you remember about me?
Acoustic versions are okay. To me, not for a starter. But they did it well. I have to say that the way they did it with their lights and all, because Adam actually sang the first verse completely in the dark. And when the lights came on, it was like a yellow flashing strobe lights. And then the band kind of kicked in a little heavier. And I really liked that. There was Adam standing on stage in his black Beatles t-shirt. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. Just a plain old black Beatles t-shirt with white lettering on it.
And the band sounded so clear and crisp to me. I thought the sound was really good.
The sound was very good from the very beginning. No trying to adjust things for once they got started. They must have took care of it well before they ever hit the stage.
Big full band. Had a grand piano on the stage. It had keyboards. You had two guitar players. Of course, the drums and the bass player. And I liked how everything was arranged. Usually the drummer sat in the middle, but he was set over to the left,
yeah,
if you remember.
And it was kind of strange. They set up the keyboard player. He was at the back of the stage sitting sideways, and they usually set those guys more to either the right or the left side of the stage. But he was like center stage. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I liked that. And Adam came up from behind the stage, and as he walked around on the stage at the upper level, and he slowly walked his way down, I liked how he did that. It's just a little walking around, and he'd point to the crowd and wave at certain people. Very friendly guy, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Very, very cordial to everybody. Well, it's like saying, hey, how you doing before they even get into everything, really.
And right before they started this second song, he looked at everybody and says, hello, I am your host tonight. Yeah, and that's when the piano kicked in and they cranked right into
Mrs. Potter's Lullaby.
Hey, Mrs. Potter, don't cry. Hey, Mrs. Potter, I know why. But hey, Mrs. Potter, won't you talk to me?
Now, Mrs. Potter's Lullaby is a really good song, but it lasted, seemed like forever.
Well, it's got kind of an old Western swing feel to it, where it kind of drones itself out. It's a very good song. It's just got a different feel than most of the rest of their repertoire.
Now, I'm not sure about this, but I believe they drug that song out, and he started talking about a story about the Joshua tree, and even another story. And it seemed like he talked about these stories within this song, which made this song forever long. And I thought y'all would be kicked off from the front because of y'all already being up there. This song lasted 10 to 15 minutes, I'd say. I mean, it was a long song.
Well, I can tell you the studio version does not last but maybe half that time. They got into a little something extra there, that's for sure.
Yeah, but well, what did they say anything to you guys about the time y'all spit down there? Because you get three songs, right?
Yep, three songs. Get up, get it done, get out. So, and the answer is no, because I don't look at anybody.
So, no one said anything, say, okay, it's time's up or anything?
Guys, nobody taps me on the shoulder. Everybody's very cordial who works at the front of a stage. They know what they're supposed to be. If they're supposed to be up there for three songs, they get up there. The second, the third song finishes up, we say thank you and walk away. That's it.
Adam said he wrote this next song about the heart of the matter when the heart of the matter was actually the heart of our country. So it's a little politics, but not much, you know. And then he kicked into the song
Omaha.
Omaha, somewhere in the middle of America, give you right to the heart of matters. It's a heart that matters more. Think you better turn your ticket in. Get your money back at the door.
You like that song, don't you?
I tell you what, I did not know a whole lot of Counting Crows stuff before I went to the show. I do now.
They made a fan out of you. Didn't they?
They made a fan out of me, I can tell you. Absolutely stunning vocals and musicianship.
And songwriting. I thought their songwriting was there.
Oh, yeah. Very intricate lyrics. The arrangements, no song sounds like a carbon of another. Okay, after Omaha, they went into Time and Time Again.
Time and
bad song. In fact, all these songs are catchy tunes, like you were saying earlier. I'm familiar with a lot of these songs because of my kids. I got my children, and I got one that's 19 years old, and I have one that's 23 years old, but they've been fans of Counting Crows since they were, you know, in their teens. They kind of introduced me to the Counting Crows. Adam came to the edge of the stage and looked at someone and said, hi. And that's what's really neat about him. He seems to be personable one-on-one to different people in the crowd.
It seems strange because in the fact that you probably got about 16,000 people out there, and he just stops and, hey, how you doing? And then he goes right back to what he was doing.
Yeah, and then he said this next song. He said, we hadn't done this song in such a long time. Matter of fact, the last time we did this song, our drummer killed over. And he said someone else had to go in and finish the set. And he said, then he looked around and he said, no, not this drummer. And we had another drummer at the time, and he like passed out or something in the middle of the song. And he said, we hadn't done that song since then. And this song is
Perfect Blue Buildings. And you know what's great about that song?
What's that?
They have some media stuff happening behind them, and they just kind of showed city skyscapes behind them.
Yes, that was really neat. But the next song led right into, like, on their video backdrop screen, it looked like a pattern of a kaleidoscope. If you ever looked into a kaleidoscope and what it looks like, but it looked like it's like that all over the screen. When they did that, it kind of slowly built in, and the song went right into Miami.
It's like darkness to me, oh, shifting down to Miami.
How he talks about New Orleans in the song Miami.
That's right. I'm not sure where Counting Crows are from, but they seem to talk about things that happen throughout the U.S. Well, speaking of that, after they got through with the tune Miami, piano started off this next song, which led right into a tune called Black and Blue.
To fall down on your knees, put your hands, put yourself.
Now, the band was slowly building up this next song, which eventually led into the song A Murder of One.
All your life is such a shame.
About this, but I believe a term murder is for a flock of crows. Now, I could be wrong about that, and I'm sure somebody will correct me. Feel free. correct me at mike@concertblast.com.
Yeah, Mike.
That's fine. I can always forward these messages over to him. But anyway, there were some fans in the crowd said, "Oh, man, I can't believe they did Murder in One. This is great." At the end of the show, they were telling us this. But this next song stole my heart. I love this next song. I think it's written well, and I think it's just pretty. I really like it a lot.
Oh, I think it is their best song.
Do you really? You like it that much?
It is my favorite song from them.
Yeah.
And it is called A Long December.
And it's one more day up in the canyon. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would.
After a long December, it was party time. They were about to close out their set when Adam says, "Before we do anything else, let's bring out some friends of ours. These guys have been on tour with us. I really like these guys a lot. I love their music. And ladies and gentlemen, let's just bring back out Elliot Morris and his band." And the crowd went crazy. He was well received there, wasn't he?
Oh, he was very well received. I strongly advise you, if you have the opportunity, to see Counting Crows or Elliot Morris by themselves. Either way, Elliot Morris is an excellent artist.
And they came out there and they did my favorite Counting Crows party song, none other than Hanging Around.
I've been hanging around this town corner. I've been bumming around this old town so long. I've been hanging around this town on the corner. I've been bumming around this old town for way too long.
They had at least, I think I counted 15 people on the stage towards the end of that song.
Yeah, there's a lot of harmony going on in that song.
Yeah, and Elliot Morris actually took the second verse and sang it himself. He sang lead on it.
I forgot about that till you said something.
But, man, they did a great job. And that place was singing. They got the crowd singing it. Everybody was doing just a fabulous job.
If I remember right, they had a lot of bright white lights. Say that three times quick. Flashed out on the crowd.
Yes.
So, because they were just kind of all coming to the front of the stage, clapping and getting the whole crowd to be doing a big sing-along with them.
Yes, but then they're off the stage. And, of course, you had about 12,000 people there going crazy as they were yelling for more. Let's listen to this.
Counting Crows leaving the stage. Right then they had about 15 people on the stage.
Yeah, I thought it was going to give in a little bit here.
Elliot Morris, the opening act for tonight, came out with his band.
I thought they were going to just let the crowd get up there for the heck of it.
And they did a great job on Hanging Around. And now
I loved that. That was great, wasn't it?
That was a party song. They got everybody singing in the crowd, too.
Yeah, they weren't paying attention. Lead singer for Counting Crows dropped his mic.
Yeah, a cameraman picked it up and handed it to him. As you can hear, the Counting Crows has got the crowd won over there, screaming for more. And here they come, the Counting Crows.
But when they came back, it was just like subtle. It was not a big granular thing. It started into an acoustic type of song, which was a surprise to me because I wasn't expecting this song to be that way. But it was.
Mr. Jones.
Believe in me. Come on. Help me believe in anything. Because I want to be someone who believes. Mr. Jones and me. Tell each other fairy tales. Stare at the beautiful women. She's looking at you, nah, nah, nah. She's looking at me, standing in this bright light. Been through a stereo. When everybody loves you.
And I was expecting expecting Mr. Jones to be like the record. I liked that song a whole lot. I always did when it first came out. It actually put them on the map, didn't it?
Yeah, that was probably their first well-known single. And it kind of swapped up the arrangement a little bit, made it a little bit more obscure. Nothing wrong with changing it up a little bit, but I got to tell you, when I go see a show, I like the straight-ahead version.
Yeah, I do too.
But that's me. I mean, there was nothing wrong with this thing, but it wasn't what I expected. And which is very unusual because Mike and I had looked up several shows prior to Counting Crows coming, and they didn't really play it that terribly often, Mr. Jones.
No, I know it. And so I'd rather have the acoustic version than no version at all.
Yeah, just give me the peanut butter and jelly, man.
Yeah. Give it to me plain, huh?
I said, don't give me these salmon pate.
Now he gives us a little talk, and he talks to us about working community. And they did a lot for the community awareness here, probably at every city they go to, but they did some things here in Nashville, and there was a lot of organizations that are out there trying to help others.
And you want to listen to what they said about that, don't you, Mike?
They might. I heard it.
We were there.
So let's take a listen.
I just wanted to tell you all about something before we go. This is the 10th anniversary of the Counting Crows Community Outreach Project this year. 10 years ago, my little sister had the idea to come to every town and find groups with people who are volunteering to do some good, not on a national level, but just right here in your community. People who care enough about Nashville to volunteer their time to do something for them. And we give them booths set up around the concourse in the hopes that you'll stop by, pick up a pamphlet. You don't have to make a donation or anything, but just understand what other people in your community are caring about right now and what people are volunteering to do. And tonight we are honored to have with us the Land Trust for Tennessee. It's a nonprofit community-supported organization whose mission is to preserve the unique character of Tennessee's natural and historic landscapes. We also have with us the YWCA Shelter and Domestic Violence Program, helping to sort of serve people suffering from domestic violence and domestic abuse in our country. We also have Nashville Cares, which is Middle Tennessee's leading community-based HIV/AIDS service organization, serving approximately 2,000 clients in 17 counties in Tennessee. Also, thanks to the Goo Goo Dolls, we were introduced to USA Harvest, who comes to all these gigs and accepts canned goods and non-perishable food items from all of you. We've collected around 1 million cans this tour so far, and it's all thanks to you and you bringing them out. So if you're coming to another show, or you have friends who are, give them a call and tell them to bring a can. It's one can from your house, but it means the world to people who can't feed themselves. And we really appreciate your donations to this cause. Lastly, I just want to remind you that this is an election year. And if you're over the age of 18 and you're an American citizen, it is your God-given duty to vote in this country. You don't need to wave your flags, and you don't need to say words like liberty and freedom, because all the flag and liberty and freedom means is the freedom of choice, and that is that you, unlike a lot of people in this world, have the right to choose who governs your country, and that is more of a responsibility than a right. And I beg you, this year, let's be a United States. Let's be a real democracy. Let's all get out and vote. If you're not registered, go to countingcrows.com and click on the flag. It'll take you right to a website that'll register you to vote. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming out tonight.
They led right into the next song, which was another favorite of theirs called
Holiday in Spain.
Take a holiday in Spain. Leave my wings behind me. Flush my worries down.
And that's a well-written song, too. Then they said goodnight again. But before they said goodnight, here's what happened. When they ended the song Holiday in Spain, Adam came out to the front of the stage, and he introduced the band. Now, I love the way he introduced the band as his friends. Listen to what he says here.
Thank you. This is my friend Dan. And that's my friend Jim. This is my friend Charlie, and Charlie's friend Adam. That's my friend Millard. This is my, that's my friend from Nashville, Millard. This is my friend Emma, and that is my friend Dave. We're so happy to be on tour with Elliot Morris, and as every night, we are honored to share the bill with the Goo Goo Dolls. Thank you so much for coming out. I hope you had a great night. Take care, drive safely, and we'll see you again next time, all right? Bye-bye. Hit it, Tony.
Now you heard that, let's listen to what the fans have to say.
Hey, how'd you like Counting Crows?
I thought it was fantabulous.
You're a guest of somebody.
I am.
Who's that?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
Top secret.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Corinne.
From?
Round here.
Round here. They should have played that. That would have been good, huh?
I know, right? I'm a journalist as well.
Oh, you are?
I am.
All right. Hey, thank you for talking to me.
Likewise. Have a good one.
You too. All right, what are y'all waiting around for?
Hopefully the Counting Crows will come out.
You think so?
Every once in a while they do.
Okay, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Kristen. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama.
And you?
I'm her daughter. I'm Amber, and I'm from Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, how old are you, daughter?
I'm 16.
16, and you?
Just slightly older.
Okay, which one's the Counting Crows fan, both of you?
I was the original Counting Crows fan, but I recruited her, and she's as big a fan as I am.
Yeah, that's good. Now, and where'd you say you're from?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Y'all drove all the way up here for you?
We're going to see him again in Atlanta next week and then in Birmingham also.
Wow.
And for Elliot Morris, because he's awesome too.
He's pretty good.
He's great.
I never heard of him before, and I like
I saw his CD release party in Birmingham Saturday. Yeah. He's great. This is my 8th Counting Crows show, and it was by far the most incredible one I've ever seen.
The most incredible one.
It was great.
Right here in Nashville.
And you're from Alabama. Have they been in Alabama?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But see, every show's different. You never get the same thing twice. So you have to go and follow because you get it's like Christmas every time.
I noticed that.
You get something different every time. This was nothing like I expected. And A Murder of One, wow. I haven't heard that since 2002.
A Murder of One.
A Murder of One, my favorite song. They played it tonight. They're incredible. Best.
Right.
The guys are really good about coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so
I mean, we've met him
before?
A couple times. Yeah, we've met him a few times. She never has. This is her first Counting Crows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very first one, huh? And you've been to hundreds.
8.
Have
been
you?
By really? The end of the summer.
Wow, you spent some money on Counting Crows, didn't
yeah,
you?
It's worth every penny.
How long does it take them to come out? Yeah, after the show?
Oh, after the show? Sometimes, maybe, sometimes as little as 20 minutes, sometimes an hour.
Hey, thank you for talking to us. So, what are you waiting on?
Hoping to see somebody.
Who you want to see?
The Counting Crows.
Oh, you're a big Counting Crow fan.
Yeah.
I noticed the shirt. Yeah. You got the tour shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Dawn from Sparta.
From Sparta? How old are you, Dawn?
19.
19. All right. Been a fan of theirs for a while?
Yeah. Since I first heard my mom's tape.
Oh, yeah. That's the second one we've heard tonight. You said that, you know?
Oh, yeah, with her mom.
Yeah, because of my mom, she helped me. So mom introduced daughter to Counting Crows, and we got the whole family's a fan now.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Patricia.
Patricia from Sparta?
We loved it. Great show.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
All right. What did you like so much about the show?
Adam.
Adam, of course. You seen him before?
No, first time.
I want to ask you something. You got school tomorrow?
He does.
I do.
I guess I know who's not driving.
Uh-huh. All right, now, what grade are you in?
6th.
I'm glad they did Mr. Jones, because they haven't been doing that every show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if they weren't going to do that one, there's going to be some angry people around here. They already told me that.
We even had ticket takers tell us that.
Yeah, the ushers even said. That's pretty
funny. Thank God they did. Made everybody happy then.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for talking to you. All right, good night. Hey, good luck to you guys. How y'all doing? Hey, I'm Mike. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
I'm Tabitha.
Where are you from?
From Columbia.
From Columbia?
Uh-huh.
How'd you like the Counting Crows?
We love the Counting Crows.
Yeah, we got a little story behind it.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, our first date was Counting Crows concert, the Recovering the Tourist Satellite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this is a special event for us when they come to town.
Yeah.
So you always try to make a point to go
to see the Counting Crows.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, what did you like the most about tonight's show?
Gosh, just the atmosphere. I mean, the Counting Crows put on... It's indescribable, a live concert with Counting Crows.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
That's great.
All right, now it's time for them to come on now. Tell them to come on.
I hope so. The first time we came, they actually came out. Usually they'll kick us away by now, so hopefully it looks like they might come out.
So they usually come, you've seen them come out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first concert, the our first date, they came out and signed autographs.
Was it here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so this would be pretty cool.
I see you got a new shirt to replace the old one there.
That's right. That's right.
Wouldn't it be a great to have Adam come out here and...
I'd love it.
Share the story with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get a picture of you three together. Oh, wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great.
And you're
he would email it to you.
You got married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been married. And
And you stay together, see?
That's right. Because
go
of the
County Crow Show and you stay together.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, y'all, take care. I hope you get to meet them. Now let's do this, Brian. What's it time for?
Oh, you want to rate these gentlemen.
It's time for the, what do you call it? The blast scale.
Yeah, yes, that's where we basically make a little summary of ours and little observations, comments.
And it's 1 through 10, you know, 1 being the lowest. That means I wish I hadn't even got out of bed this morning on the same day of the show. And 10 being, man, I can't believe that's just excellent, the best show. They couldn't have done any better.
And just remember, there's nothing scientific about how we come to these conclusions. It's us.
Yeah, it is us, and but we are fans as well, though. So we can rate these people.
Yes, we love live music. We love live bands. I'll tell you, anything we say, we're speaking from the heart.
That is so true. You want to go first, Brian?
Sure.
All right.
Counting Crows. These gentlemen, when they first came out, I thought something must have been wrong with the lights.
That's funny. You said
No, I'm not taking anything away from that. It was something to kind of draw you in, I think, make you pay a little bit more attention.
Yeah.
But the show was wonderful. The vocals, the sound was perfect up front, which I hate them taking the first four or five songs to get the sound right. That irks me. But I tell you, everything was great. The lighting was great. Stage presence of the band, musicianship, everything was wonderful. And I would easily give them, especially since I like to sing along and hang around at the end, I'd give them a straight up 9 myself.
Oh, a 9. You haven't given a 9 since you, I think you gave Journey a 9.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Yeah. So Counting Crows, chalk one up for Brian there. All right. Now, first of all, I'm going to start mine at 9. Why do I always take a point away?
Because you're a mean and cruel person. No. Because you said nobody's perfect.
No. Because of their language. They use some foul language in the concert, and I didn't care for that. It wasn't very much. Again, it was 3 or 4 times. Subtle. It seems like that's all we've been listening to this year. Every rock act that comes through has to say a couple of things, and I don't appreciate it. It gives rock a bad name. I don't care about a rock image. I care about good music. I'm not here to listen to somebody swear. But anyway, get off my soapbox, and we'll get back to the rating. Now, there's a couple things I really liked. I did like how they did that in the dark at first. Like you said, I was expecting there was something wrong. But if it was something wrong, they wouldn't have never started it. They wouldn't have kept going. Adam just kept singing. And I'm thinking, now where is he? Is he going to pop up somewhere? And when he popped up, it was like over there by the grand piano. It wasn't out front. I liked that, too.
Well, especially, I mean, I was up front. I could make out his outline, but, I mean, the guy's wearing a black shirt. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to see him when there's hardly a light anywhere. So.
Yes, and I was way back there at the beginning of the show. We ended up being in the VIP section. Thanks for some good gifts for some fans that were there that were leaving. So I thank you, people. I didn't even catch your names, but really appreciate that. And also, though, there was a couple of songs I thought should have been on the list that wasn't on the list. Number one was Big Yellow Taxi. I love that song.
You like that remake, huh?
I do. I love that song.
And I would think since they're such environmentally conscious people, they would have thrown that out there.
Yes, yeah. That's what I was thinking, too. The other song, Round Here, I love that song. And I thought that was a big hit that they should have left in the set. They didn't leave it in the set list. Now, I didn't care for the way they did Mr. Jones acoustically. But I'm glad they did that. I'd rather had that than nothing at all.
Because normally you don't hear that song live.
That's right.
From what we've checked into, they don't play it that terribly often.
I appreciate you playing it, put it that way. So, I will deduct another point for that. Now, I don't like the way they stretched out Mrs. Potter's Lullaby. I didn't care for that. And they went on and on for that song. I'll deduct a couple more points for that. So I'm getting down there. I'm very picky. Other than that, the musicianship, the vocals, the sound was perfect, I thought. That's probably the clearest sound I've heard this year. So, hats off to the sound man on that one.
Give him a half a point for the sound.
Yeah, give him a, boost him up a little bit, huh?
Boost him up for a good sound man.
Give that guy a raise, by the way. Okay, now, I will have to say 8.2 is my rating on them.
You'd have to start it out at 11.6 or something, didn't you?
But I'm with Brian. If they come back again, I would probably go again.
Oh yeah,
I liked them that much.
Yeah, I would really love to see them in a really acoustically perfect hall.
Yeah,
or, I mean that
something like the Ryman
or Nashville's new Symphony Hall.
Oh yeah,
that would be wonderful. I don't see that happening, but that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd let anybody in a rock field get in there, but I really appreciated how they won. The people who were there for the Goo Goo Dolls, and that was me, I will say that. I was there for the Goo Goo Dolls because I'm a fan of theirs. But they won me over as Counting Crows.
Well, I got to tell you, I was equally open for both bands. So it wouldn't have mattered to me if they flip-flopped them. But I'm glad they put Counting Crows as the headliner for the evening.
Yeah, you know what I appreciated, though? I really like, we've been to several shows this year, and we've done these reviews, and we've wore our media passes and our press passes every show, and now people are recognizing us at the concerts, and that was great to see that happen at this show. There was several people that came up to us, hey, it's the Concert Blast guys! So thank you so much for pointing us out. And I will say this, if you point us out at a concert and mention, don't I win something? We will give you a free T-shirt.
Ooh, you paying for that, huh?
Yeah, I'll take it out of Brian's salary, but we'll take care of that.
I'll write it off.
But this is the first person. I can give 100 shirts out because we don't have that many, but this is the first person who comes up to us. So, also, we want to hear from you. We love the email that's been coming in, and I wish I had printed some off to read to you guys, but there's a lot of people who said they were looking. One email came in and said, we're looking for a Nickelback concert review, saw us, and been a fan of us ever since. Another person was looking through, I think it might have been Def Leppard, Journey of Poison, and saw the podcast and been a fan ever since and been trying to catch up ever since. Thank you so much for those emails. Someone who mentioned that a suggestion that we do unsigned bands, and we're maybe thinking about in the December time frame is to do one show and focus on like the unsigned artist. We got to talk about it and we got to get it all together. There's a lot of bands that are not signed, that are independent labels that are sending us information, and we thank you for doing that. We appreciate that. We take every email serious, so send all the emails to shows@concertblast.com. Make sure you vote for us.
Vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Until next time, anything else, Brian?
No, that's about it, man.
All right, this is Mike signing off.
And Brian signing off.
See you next time. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.